Not so long ago, in a land high, high away, the Benjamins and the beautiful dog Ashton are currently on a talent agency road trip, and they, along with most of the staff members from the agency, have just arrived at a magical place. A place called Clydesdale.
We're in Clydesdale, everybody. The best city in the world. The best state in the world.
The other staff members begin looking around Clydesdale.
Well, look at it, Benjamin. Clydesdale. We're here.
You know, all my life I wanted to visit Clydesdale, especially once my family started living here, but it always seemed like too much of a hassle to make the trip, you know? Working at the talent agency sure has its benefits. This is so cool that we get to come here.
Hell yeah, Benjamin. We're here, we got Ashton by our side, and we're ready to explore all Clydesdale has to offer.
So, what do you think? Does your first impression of Clydesdale live up to the hype?
Oh, definitely. I mean, look around, Benjamin.
The Benjamins look around at this marvelous city.
It's what they always said it would be. It's what they always said it would be. Now we can live so positively. Now we can live so positively. Just you and me, Ashton and we, living the dream. It's what they always said it would be.
Wow, this place is incredible, Benjamin. The street performers, food trucks, beautiful castle-like buildings, marijuana dispensaries at every corner. You're as amazed as I am, right?
Of course I'm amazed, Benjamin. It's just one of those things, you know? Everyone's always saying how great Clydesdale is, and I was afraid it wasn't going to live up to the hype. Just like that movie, Advance the Infantry. Everyone said that movie was amazing, but we finally saw it was just wasn't that good.
So what do you want to do first, Benjamin? We've got all of Clydesdale to explore.
Before Oswald could even answer Fela's question, a random Clydesdale citizen comes running up to the Benjamins and Ashton.
Welcome to Clydesdale. Here, have some smoothies.
The random Clydesdale citizen hands some smoothies to the Benjamins and a nice little dog smoothie for Ashton.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. I freaking love smoothies. Are these free?
Yes, and you can take these free tote bags as well.
Another Clydesdale citizen runs up and hands them free tote bags.
Whoa, free tote bags too? I love tote bags. How'd they know?
Wait, so on top of everything else, you guys just, like, give out free stuff here?
Yes, and there's more where that came from. There's always free stuff in Clydesdale.
The Benjamins turn their heads and look at each other in disbelief as more Clydesdale citizens run up and begin handing them more free stuff.
Here, take some more free stuff.
Can I get you anything?
What do you need?
We're here to serve you.
More and more random Clydesdale citizens keep coming up and offering to give them free stuff while additionally trying to help in any way they can.
Wow, everyone's so nice here. This place is the freaking best.
Yeah, it's like all they want to do is serve us and give us free stuff.
Not only is Clydesdale living up to the hype, it's surpassing the hype, Benjamin.
The Benjamins, with Ashton by their side, begin strolling through this magnificent place. This place called Clydesdale.
We turned our heads when they said there's always free stuff in Clydesdale. Free stuff in Clydesdale. We clearly see, but we can't believe that we're here in Clydesdale. We're here in Clydesdale. So many wonderful, wonderful things will be happening. It's almost as if it's like, figure it if we, they want to suck your dick. Suck your dick when you're in Clydesdale. Figuratively, they want to suck your dick. Suck your dick when you're in Clydesdale. When you're in Clydesdale. Figuratively, they want to suck your dick. Suck your dick when you're in Clydesdale. When you're in Clydesdale.
The Benjamins, with Ashton by their side, as well as Von Winkle and the rest of the talent agency staff members, gaze out at the beautiful city surrounding them.
How simply marvelous. Now, everybody needs to check into the Clydesdale Suites Hotel and whoever else is at Peasants Inn. Chop, chop, chop. I'm busy, busy, busy. I'm teaching 28 seminars at the Clydesdale Conference Reno Hour here. And remember, everyone, we have dinner at 6:30 at the Flopping Whale. It's a wonderful restaurant that's only 58 blocks away from the center of Clydesdale. Don't forget or you'll go hungry, hungry, hungry. Gotta stop doing things in threes.
After Von Winkle makes his announcement, he reminds people to try and drop their dogs off at Dog World because they have that deal where they get in for free. So the Benjamins, along with about half the staff members from the talent agency, go drop their dogs off at the deluxe 24-hour canine daycare slash amusement park in Clydesdale. Dog World. It's a dog's paradise, with acres of land to run through, creeks to swim in, and an entire field full of treats.
Goodbye, Ash. We'll see you in a couple days, buddy.
The Benjamins begin petting Ashton and saying goodbye to him.
Bye, Ashton. Have a good time with your friends.
Ashton runs ahead with the other dogs and begins having the time of his life.
He's growing up so fast, Benjamin. It's making me sad. I feel like I can cry, and I don't want to cry. We're in Clydesdale. I'm supposed to be happy. Gosh, I wish he could just stay with us during this whole trip.
Yeah, but you heard what Von Winkle said. This is like a dog's paradise. He said we were supposed to drop him off here, right?
Yeah, you're right. I just miss him already.
Yeah, me too. Hey, who do you think Ashton's best dog friend is here? I mean, he's mingled with a lot of the dogs at this point. He's got to be getting close with some of them.
I think it's Irma Kressel's dog, Sandwich, the bull terrier.
Oh, I thought it was Wanda Cranberry's dog, Pancake, the Afghan hound.
Or it could be Angelina Umbrello's dog, Lip Gloss, the French bulldog. She and Ashton are always sniffing each other's butts.
That's true. I also saw Ashton looking at Apollina Shishkapoo's dog, Pumpkin, while we were on the bus.
Oh, Benjamin, random thought, but does Clydesdale have a rock climbing wall? I want to climb while we're here.
A random Clydesdale citizen approaches. Yes, and there's plenty of them to choose from. Clydesdale has 23 rock climbing gyms throughout the state, with 6 of them residing here in Clydesdale City, the capital of Clydesdale. Here, take these free passes. The random Clydesdale citizen hands the Benjamins free rock climbing passes.
Thanks, random citizen. This is awesome.
Yeah, we haven't been rock climbing in forever. Wait, hold on a second, Benjamin. I want to talk to Janine real quick. She's right over there.
Dude, you are all over Janine. Easy, cowboy. If you ride the horse too hard, she's bound to buck.
Benjamin, sometimes I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, Oswald, what the hell are you talking about, man? Come on.
You two were talking pretty much the whole drive here. And to be quite honest, you're coming on a little strong to be a gay guy at a homosexual dog talent agency.
Oh, what? Like you and the talk, Benjamin. What about that Spanish guy you were talking to at the rest stop, huh? That guy Escobar, Jeff, whatever his name is? You were hardcore flirting with him? Besides, there are a ton of gays and lesbians who are friends and don't bang, okay? Be right back.
Thaler walks over to Janine and her papillon, Scrunchie, making his way through the busy and electrifying Clydesdale streets. And of course, since the talent agency left at 11 p.m. the night before, and you add in the 2 extra hours for the time difference, it's currently 2 o'clock in the afternoon after that 17-hour bus ride. Oh wait, did I not say they left at 11 p.m. last episode? Well, it's not that important, but it is daytime now in case you're wondering, you know. It all makes sense, don't worry.
Hey, Janine. I really had fun talking to you on the bus.
Me too. Sorry if I was listening to music or sleeping most of the time.
No worries, I was doing the same thing. Maybe we can ride one of the roller coasters together later or something?
Sure, that sounds fun. I'm going to hang out with Vivica Plune and her dog Viola, but maybe we can meet up later.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I guess I'll see you around.
Yeah. See you around.
Thaler gazes at Janine as she and her papillon Scrunchie begin roaming through Clydesdale.
I desperately wish she could know. I wish that I could say I'm not really gay.
Oswald walks over to Thaler.
Hey, how come Janine and Vivica didn't take their dogs to Dog World?
Oh, I don't know. Dog World seemed great. Oh, you know what? It did seem like a lot of the dogs that were already there were bigger. Scrunchie's a Papillon, and Vivica's dog Viola is a Corgi.
So, what does that have to do with it?
Well, Ashton's a Rhodesian Ridgeback Pitbull mix. He's a big dog. Maybe they didn't want him to play with a lot of the big dogs since Corgis and Papillons are pretty small. Or maybe they just wanted to hang with their dogs while they're here. I don't know. Why does it matter?
I was just curious. I saw like half the people dropping off their dogs, but I see about half the people hanging with them here too. I'm just saying we should have probably had Ashton stay with us. It's not like we had to take him there.
But wait, Von Winkle was saying it's like a dog's paradise. It just seemed like the right thing to do.
Yeah, but hanging with us is the dog's paradise too. We're an absolute pleasure.
Well, that's a good point, Benjamin. Ashton loves hanging with us, and we love hanging with him. You're right. What the hell are we thinking, dropping him off at Dog World? That was so stupid. We should have realized that no matter how good that place is, it's not going to be as good as hanging with us. We're the Benjamins.
Yeah, Ashton loves hanging with us more than anything. I miss him.
Yeah, I miss him too, but I just wanted him to have a good time. All right, you know what? Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, dude, let's just go back and get him.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
The Benjamins immediately begin to head back to Dog World to go get Ashton.
Benjamins, where are you going?
However, the Benjamins are halted in the tracks by curious Frederick Von Winkle.
Oh, we actually decided that we want Ashton to hang with us during the trip, so we're going to get him back from Dog World.
What? No, you can't do that.
Yeah, Benjamins, you can't do that.
Carl Salad walks up as well.
Yeah, are you out of your mind?
What? Why not?
Yeah, why can't we get him? Half the staff members didn't even go drop the dogs off.
Ashton's fine, Benjamins. Just leave him. He's in great hands. Do you know who's in charge of Dog World? Ariana Krakenmeyer, Silverstrata Krakenmeyer's mother, one of the best dog handlers who ever lived.
Wait, Silverstrata or Ariana?
Both of them. They're 5-time Valiant Star winners. If you take Ashton out of Dog World after putting him in, that's a direct insult, and I will not have you insulting the Krakenmeyer family in the name of my company. Now go off and enjoy Clydesdale, Benjamins. Get high and do whatever else it is you like to go do.
Wait, weren't you teaching like 28 seminars? What are you still doing here?
Son of a Clydesdale, you're right. What am I still doing here? Carl, what am I still doing here?
I don't know, sir. I saw you get on a monorail to leave for the Clydesdale Conference Arena 10 minutes ago, but somehow you ended up back here. You must have gotten Clydesdale delirium.
Clydesdale delirium? What's that?
Oh, Clydesdale delirium is when you're so distracted by all the amazing things happening in Clydesdale around you that you lose track of time and end up in random places, ultimately forgetting the important things you're supposed to be doing. Yeah, that's definitely what happened, but it happens to the best of us, right? Kara, what are you still doing nothing for? Get me to the Clydesdale Conference Arena.
Right away, sir. Follow me and I'll lead you there.
Perfect. See you later, Benjamin.
Yeah, Benjamin, see you later. Come along, Caesar.
Meanwhile, 234 feet away, the homeless man and his minion plot their next move.
All right, Simon. We must find the two who have no clue.
But, sir, where did they go? They were right in front of us.
The homeless man takes a swig of one of his groovy light beers.
Keep an eye out for Benjamin Oswald, the one wearing the necklace with the azure blue crystal. I'll keep an eye out for Benjamin Failer.
A random Clydesdale citizen comes running up.
Hello, you two. Take these free jackets.
A random Clydesdale citizen throws a jacket over the homeless man and over his minion, ultimately disguising them. They don't even really look like themselves anymore. It's a pretty big jacket. Remember, it's in the middle of November, sort of. Well, sort of, it's early to mid-November. All right, that doesn't fucking matter. Back to the story.
Simon, help me get this wretched thing off me.
But, sir, it makes you look distinguished.
30 minutes later, about 72 feet away, Carl Salad is giving directions while acting as a tour guide to the entire clump of staff members. Since Vomico's finally teaching his seminars and Vivian Hushpuppy remained in New York, Carl's running things now, and he's taking it way too seriously.
All right, everyone, put on your special t-shirts. We have the yellow group, the lighter yellow group, and the blue group, because I could only find those three colors. We have to stay in our groups while we're here, and... Wait, what is everybody doing?
Before Carl could even finish his sentence, the staff members disperse in all different directions. There's no way they're wearing those stupid shirts. Then Carl's phone rings.
Oh, hi, Mom. I just got to Clydesdale. Where are you guys? Wait, what? But Mom, what do you mean you and Dad just left on vacation? I told you I was coming to Clydesdale this weekend. What? You guys don't even sound like yourselves right now.
Poor Carl Salad, alone in Clydesdale. If you didn't get what was happening, Carl's parents who live here just told him they went on vacation when they were supposed to be here. Anyway, 173 feet away, Harvey Blurk sits in his wheelchair with Robert the dog in his lap and Roxford Loxley assisting as they sit beside one of the many food trucks in Clydesdale getting corn dogs, the state food.
I love corn dogs.
Yeah, me too. I love corn dogs.
Roxford, do you ever feel that we're all here for a reason?
No, what are you talking about?
Oh, corn dogs just put me in a certain mood. They remind me of my childhood. As you know, I never had a father, and my mother, well, my mother only made me corn dogs. So I was extremely malnourished as a child, and I had to learn to fend for myself. It was then I got my first dog. You see, corn dogs, regular dogs, they're all connected. And that's why I am the man I am today. The top handler with the top dog with the top agents at the top agency in the top city of New York. And I'm not strange or conceited at all.
Yeah, you're not conceited at all, Harvey.
Roxford, you are literally too stupid to have a conversation with. Now roll me to the nail salon. Come along, Robert. Let's go get your nails done.
A bunch of random Clydesdale citizens begin to notice Robert and Harvey.
Hey, everyone, look. It's Robert and Harvey.
Oh, my God. Robert and Harvey.
Robert and Harvey.
Harvey and Robert are here in Clydesdale.
Oh, my God. It's Robert.
Robert, can you sign my ass?
Robert, can you sign my ass?
As they begin to get mobbed by the random Clydesdale citizens, Roxford rolls Harvey and Robert towards the nail salon. Also, did Harvey just say he became a dog handler because of corn dogs? What? Anyway, 4,387 feet away, the Benjamins have found a rock climbing gym called Clydesdale Climbers and are currently belaying each other on the wall. Does that make sense? No, wait, I think one person climbs while the other person belays. Yes, that makes sense.
Benjamin, you got me?
I got you, Benjamin.
You're with me?
I'm with you, Benjamin. I just said I got you. Wait, What?
All of a sudden, through one of the climbing gym windows, Thaler sees something out of the corner of his eye.
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
Oswald took a 25-foot whipper, smashing into the wall. Further and further he keeps smashing. And finally comes to a crashing halt.
Benjamin, what the hell happened? You said you got me, Dick.
I'm so sorry, Benjamin. I got distracted. I could have sworn I saw the homeless man just walking down the street, standing next to one of his minions right through the gymnasium window.
The Benjamins stare out through the gymnasium window, terrified of the possibility that the homeless man could be here. Well, it turns out that Fela was right, because 276 feet away, with his nimble minion by his side, the homeless man is lurking in the shadows. Anyway, a few hours later, after the Benjamins have finished climbing and everyone's had a wonderful afternoon in Clydesdale, the Von Winkle Talent Agency staff members all congregate to the Flopping Whale, a wonderful Clydesdale restaurant. Fela tried to sit with Janine, but it seems that she's currently busy with a friend, Vivica Plune. Oswald tried looking for that guy Escobar or Jeff, or whatever his name is, but he can't seem to find him yet. As the staff members begin sitting down at an extremely large and long table, the Flopping Whale waiter walks over.
Thank you for choosing the Flopping Whale, where we hope your meal is flippity-floppity good.
Hold on a second, waiter. I want to address my employees while you stand there and wait for me to finish. Attention, Von Winkle Talent Agency staff members. I wanted to surprise you all, but we have some special guests attending dinner at the Flopping Whale with us tonight. As many of you know, the Von Winkle Talent Agency for Dogs was started by my grandfathers in California, which is where I spent the first several years of my life. And while for the past 49 years, we've still currently had offices in California, we're making a bold decision and moving 7 of the top clients to our New York office with a merger, meaning there will no longer be offices in California, leaving 87% of the California company staff being fired and the 13% coming to our offices starting at the beginning of January, which in the long run will make us all money. The two people in charge of those offices are our special guests for dinner tonight. So, everyone, I'd like to introduce to you the people who've been running our California offices for the past few years, Mr. Albany Crabcape and Mrs. Sandriana Cringy.
Nobody enters.
I said Mr. Albany Crabcape and Mrs. Sandriana Cringy.
Still, nobody enters.
Oh, what the fuck, Carl? Go get fucking Albany Crabcake and Mrs. Sandriana Cringy.
Carl quickly exits and returns with Albany Crabcape, a big donut-looking man, and Sandriana Cringy, a thin, pencil-looking woman with a big square glass. God damn it, narrator. With big square glasses. God damn it, let me start that over. And Sandriana Cringy, a thin, pencil-looking woman with big square glasses. Wow, you couldn't even hear that pronunciation correctly. I kind of murmured over that one. All right, let me try a third fucking time. And Sandriana Cringy, a thin, pencil-looking woman with big square glasses, who also kind of looks like a dragon. Well, that wasn't even that important. God fucking damn it. Anyway, they both enter into the eyesight of the talent agency employees.
Everyone, say hello to Albany Crabcape and Sandriana Cringy.
Hello, Albany Crabcape and Sandriana Cringy.
Now, they're deaf, so everybody just wave. I probably should have clarified that before. It's probably why they didn't come in when I announced their names.
Everybody waves to the two new deaf bosses. Anyway, after dinner goes on for a couple of hours, half the room speaking and half the room talking in sign language, which who knew a lot of the people at this agency were fluent in? What a good skill for them to know. Everyone belches from their delicious meals full of the most scrumptious dinner plates with the most decadent Clydesdale wines.
Well, dude, Flopping Whale's Cabernet is delicious. I'm kind of getting drunk.
Wait, so those two new people, Albany Crabcape and Sandriana Cringy, they're our bosses now? Both of them? I'm not quite sure what's going on. Not quite following.
I don't know, Benjamin. I'm still trying to figure out how many points we have for Griffinclaw.
Oh, yeah, how many points do we have for Griffinclaw? I also didn't even realize Von Winkle had offices in California. I thought it was just New York. We can never keep up with this place.
Of course Von Winkle has offices in California, Benjamin. Well, had offices. It's all in that book about the history of our company that I gave you when you first got here. I'm gonna update it to talk about the merger.
Oswald doesn't refer to what Carl said.
I just don't want to get fired like the other 87% in California.
Yeah, that's right, too. He just said he was only bringing 7 clients over. Well, I know we've been saying we gotta keep up with everything, but now we've really gotta start keeping up with everything.
Ooh, don't worry, Benjamins. You or Ashton aren't gonna get fired. Moving the 7 clients from the California office to our New York office with the whole merger is actually gonna increase your chances of getting that money. It'll be great for all of us. And we're going to get to work with some fantastic new clients from California. We're going to have the Siberian Husky Susan and her handler Jason Rambolucci. Ooh, we're also going to have Citrus and her handler Vanessa Valasia. I can't wait. Anyway, I think I'm done with my salad. You guys want the rest?
Nah, we're good.
I'm going to go wait in line for the Super Blasteroo Kung Fu Roller Coaster. It's one of the many roller coasters here in Clydesdale. It's going to be one hell of a ride!
After dinner commences, some staff members walk back to their rooms. Some partake to a joint in the designated smoking areas outside. Some ride the roller coasters. Some go get dessert. But tonight, the Benjamins don't care about roller coasters or dessert or designated smoking areas and go straight to their hotel room to go spark up one of the fresh joints they brought with them to Clydesdale, which is some of their previous homegrown marijuana, a golden comb strain, which they save for late-night smoke sessions. They usually are smoking their current homegrown strains, the Silverberry Parisian Nebula strain, but, you know, it's nice to switch up your weed sometimes.
Wow, what a day. Clydesdale really is as great as everyone says it is, you know? And we haven't even seen most of it. Tomorrow we gotta go out and actually see the city. Maybe we can go to a Clydesdale Crushes basketball game or something.
If we have time, Benjamin, tomorrow we're visiting my family, remember? Oh gosh, you never remember anything I say.
Oh yeah, that's right. We definitely gotta do that. Oh, wow. Well, check it out, Benjamin. You got a perfect view of the giant Golden Heart statue from a hotel room window right here. It's all lit up and everything.
Oswald walks over to Fela and checks out the magnificent view of the Golden Heart statue at the center of Clydesdale City.
Oh my gosh. It really is a beautiful city. Pass me that joint.
As they continue to puff-puff pass for the next several minutes, staring out at the view of Clydesdale, they start to feel zooted. I think I'm still using that word correctly. Zooted. And remember, even though they smoke all the time, they're now usually tired and pretty busy with all the talent agency shenanigans and haven't been getting extremely high lately. They're always just getting a little bit high. A lot. But now, since they're in this vacation atmosphere in Clydesdale, they begin to feel the highest of highs, bringing out the one and only Mary Jane in all her glory.
Hello, Benjamins. Merry Clydesdale.
Merry Clydesdale,
Merry Clydesdale,
Mary
Jane.
It's been a while since I've seen you, Benjamins.
Yeah, when was the last time we saw you?
Well, we saw you when we smoked all of our weed trying to come up with ideas about how to get out of our catastrophic rent predicament at the end of September.
That's true, but that was a while ago, and we were only zooted for like a few seconds that time, so she came and went really quickly. Oh, but remember, we also saw her after around the time of Ashton's first ever commercial audition. We got really zooted then. That's when we filled in on everything that was happening at the talent agency, and she told us about karma and the golden rule.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But wasn't there another time after that?
I can't remember.
There actually was another time after that. They saw her again after the night of their Floppingham's Pegasus performance. They got really, really high when they got back to their apartment after doing the show, and Mary Jane hung out for a bit, but I didn't show you it because it wasn't that important or interesting, so who cares, you know? Remember, I don't show you everything. I'm picking and choosing the moments, all right? We've had lots of time jumps throughout the show so far. Maybe I should show you more things consecutively and stop jumping around in time so much. Well, hang on, I'm not jumping around that much. I'm just skipping a few days or a week sometimes. It's pretty consecutive for the most part. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna keep doing it the way I want because I'm realizing I'm literally in the middle of narrating and I should just get back to telling the fucking story about these Benjamins. Anyway, back to the Benjamins and Mary Jane.
How is Ashton, by the way?
Oh, he's doing well. He's still at Dog World, the daycare slash amusement park. It's a long story, but Von Winkle kind of made it seem like taking him there was what we were supposed to do. He said it was like a vacation, a dog's paradise. He's apparently socializing with all the other dogs and has fields full of treats and stuff. We kind of really regret taking him there, though. We want him here.
Yeah, we're not doing that again. He's definitely hanging with us next time we come here.
Yeah, you said it.
Wow. I'm surprised, Benjamins. I can't believe you let him stay there despite having the option to keep him with you. He's usually always by your side.
I know, we're so stupid.
Yeah, that's one of the dumbest things we've ever done.
It definitely wasn't. They've done some pretty stupid shit, so this doesn't even come close. If you only knew some of the things they've done. Don't worry, I'll fill you in later.
I don't know, well, I mean, we're new, so it's like we were trying to follow protocols and stuff.
But didn't you both start smoking in the middle of the talent agency on the second day you arrived, and Mr. Von Winkle was totally cool with it? You didn't follow protocols then, Benjamins?
Yeah, that's a good point, Mary Jane.
Yeah, you're right, Mary Jane. That's actually a really good point. We should just keep doing what we want to do and not worry about the consequences.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to always listen to Von Winkle. Him and his annoying voice. Sounds like that. I'm Mr. Von Winkle.
Whoa, that's really good, Benjamin. You do a great Von Winkle impression.
Thanks.
Yes, you do a good Von Winkle impression.
Ah, she just said doo-doo. Sorry, had to say it.
So, What strain are you smoking tonight, boys?
Oh, we're smoking some of our previous leftover golden comb strain from back home. We only had enough to roll a couple joints of it with, but it's perfect for late night toking. We're gonna get some more weed soon.
Ah, one of the extremely potent indica strains. Which means I'm only here for about 20 more seconds because your asses are about to pass out.
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of starting to feel it. I'm getting tired as hell.
Yeah, me too. I wish Ashton was here instead of 24-hour daycare / amusement park.
Yeah, me too. It's weird not saying goodnight to him.
Benjamins, before you fall asleep, I just wanted to say I'm proud of you. You used to be such assholes, but now I can see that slowly but surely, you're each becoming slightly less of an asshole. Look where you are compared to where you were only a few short months ago. You've come a long way, Benjamins, but don't get big heads. Stay hungry and true. Stay high and fly fiercely. Keep giving Ashton the best life you can. And although we're in Clydesdale, watch out for the homeless man.
Unfortunately, by that point, the Benjamins were both asleep in a deep slumber, so they didn't really hear anything she just said, which causes Mary Jane to fade away. Then, later that night, deep in their REM cycle... Oh wait, is it REM or REM? Sorry, it's REM. Deep in their REM cycle, the Benjamins continued to enjoy their slumber while Simon Schlittier, aka the homeless man's minion number 4, somehow made his way into their hotel room. Was it from a window, or, I mean, he must have had to scale something to get up as high as the Benjamin's room is, but the answer is unknown. You can't expect me to know everything. So much is happening in this goddamn story, it's hard to keep up. I mean, it started off with the Benjamins trying to get that money, but now there's a homosexual dog talent agency and the homeless man and his minions. I mean, what the hell's going on? Anyway, the homeless man's minion somehow gets into the Benjamin's hotel room, which is room number 666, and creepily but quietly walks over to the large, bright, azure blue crystal attached to the necklace on Oswald's neck, which is actually Fela's grandmother's lucky necklace, you know, Beatrice. Besides stealing their money, stalking them, and trying to kill them, could this also be what the homeless man's been after? This necklace with the crystal? Well, if not, then me saying this is probably very misleading, but like I've said before, Oswald wears Fela's grandmother's necklace with the large blue crystal on it all the time, and usually gets too stoned to take it off, which is unfortunate right now, because at this moment, the homeless man's minion walks right over to Oswald's bed, and using his small, nimble minion fingers, tries to detach the crystal from the necklace. However, Simon realizes it's not so easy to remove the crystal from the necklace, and he might have to take the entire thing off, which for Simon is not good, because like I told you, it's around Oswald's neck, which means it's very hard for him to do that. So, continuing his pursuit, Simon tries to remove the necklace, but immediately wakes up Oswald as soon as his hands touch the crystal.
What? Who the hell are you?
But sir!
The small, nimble minion panics and jumps out the window.
But sir! But sir! But sir! But sir!
Oh my gosh, Benjamin, wake up! One of the homeless man's minions just ran out of our room and jumped out the window!
Whoa, 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 what just happened? What are you talking about?
One of the homeless man's minions just ran out of the room and jumped out the window!
What? You're having a nightmare, Benjamin.
No. He was here. He was trying to take off your grandmother's lucky necklace I always wear. He was trying to strangle me!
Benjamin, that sounds ridiculous. You're the one who convinced me earlier that the homeless man's not even here. Now you're trying to say he is? Why are you still wearing my grandma's lucky necklace? What, you wear it to sleep? Take it off before you go to bed. That thing is expensive. Here's what I think. You probably leaned on the necklace weird in your sleep and you started choking yourself.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Or maybe it was just a dream, right? The golden coma marijuana strain is intense.
You're telling me. You want to smoke again? Because now I'm up.
Well, yeah, of course. Who do you think I am, Harvey Blurk?
Good one. Fuck no. Hate Harvey Blurk.
The Benjamins start toking up again and pass out only moments later. Golden coma is truly a potent strain. But what do you know? You're never going to smoke it. Anyway, it seems like in a short amount of time, a lot can happen in Clydesdale, and a lot can still happen. The Clydesdale adventure is not over yet, and neither is the homeless man.
But sir, it wasn't easy. It was wrapped around his neck in a very inconvenient spot.
You've failed me again, minion number 4.
But sir, I couldn't help it.
The homeless man takes a swig of his groovy light beer and stares off into the distance, brooding, wondering. Waiting for the right moment.
But sir, you still haven't told me what you're talking about. I'm starting to think you're insane.
The homeless man strikes minion number 4 by slapping him right in the face.
Silence, minion number 4, or do you want me to bring in minion number 5?
But sir, I hate minion number 5.
The homeless man finishes the last sip of his groovy light beer, shatters the bottle on the ground, and rips off his shoe, pulling out a small, sharp, silvery object. His lucky switchblade. What is he planning to do now? Probably something like really, really hurting the Benjamins with that lucky switchblade of his. That's what seems to be going on here. I guess we'll have to find out next time on Relying on Benjamins.